This is the country of Scotland. It is a small country, filled with beautiful landscapes. But supposing we look a little deeper and travel in our imaginations across the vast tartan forests. This calm tartan place, just outside our imaginations, flowing peaceful, could be home to somebody. Can we imagine the sort of creatures that might live in a tartan place like this? Well, some do. The haggis animals. The haggis animals are small round creatures that live in the tartan forest. They come in all kinds of shapes and sizes, colors and patterns. They like to live in a nice, clean tartan forest, where they like to eat tartan mushrooms and roam about the land freely, enjoying themselves, content with just existing. They spend their days exploring the forest, walking through the tartan glades, and chirping softly to one another in a language that sounds like a mix of whistles and bagpipes. For the haggis animals, the tartan forest is a place of endless wonder. They love to explore its hidden corners, discovering new patches of tartan moss, climbing tartan trees, and nibbling on tartan mushrooms that grow in the dappled light. Every day is an adventure, and the haggis animals are always eager to see what new wonders the forest will reveal. One day, as the haggis animals were exploring a particularly dense part of the forest, they noticed something strange. Shiny, crinkly objects were scattered among the tartan leaves, glinting in the sunlight. At first, the haggis animals were curious. They gathered around the objects, poking them with their tiny paws and sniffing them cautiously. As the days went by, more and more of these strange objects appeared. They cluttered the forest floor, tangled in the tartan undergrowth, and even floated in the tartan streams. The haggis animals didn't know what to do. They chirped and whistled to one another in confusion, their usual melodic sounds turning into worried bagpipe squeaks. The haggis animals decided to investigate. They formed small groups and set off through the forest, following the trail of litter. As they ventured deeper into the woods, they began to hear strange noises. Loud clattering sounds that didn't belong in their peaceful world. Finally, they reached the edge of the tartan forest and saw something astonishing. A group of jakies were picnicking on the other side of a tartan fence. They were laughing and talking, but they were also leaving behind shiny wrappers, crumpled paper, and odd containers. The haggis animals knew they had to act. They gathered together and began to clean up the litter, using their round bodies and strong legs, to gather the strange objects and pile them up in a clearing. As they worked, they noticed something remarkable. The more they cleaned, the brighter and more vibrant the forest became. The tartan patterns on the trees seemed to glow, and the air smelled sweeter than ever. The jakies, meanwhile, had noticed the haggis animals' efforts. Feeling ashamed of their carelessness, the jakies began to help, picking up litter and promising to keep the forest clean. From that day on, the tartan forest became a symbol of cooperation between jakies and nature. The haggis animals continued to explore their beloved forest, rolling through the tartan glades and discovering new wonders. And though they remained shy creatures, they were proud to know that their efforts had made a difference. The tartan forest was once again a place of peace and beauty, A reminder that even the smallest creatures can have a big impact when they work together.